A frustrating end to the quarter for Harrison, who shot 8 of 11 from the field in that quarter and went from only down 16 to down 11 because of how Warsaw ended it. Tigers through three quarters, 51%. They were 5 of 13 that period. Harrison Bowl to start the fourth, working to our right. Warsaw in a 1-2-2 extended defense. Williams left wing. Skips at the near side to Kane. Kane out to the top to Smith. Down to the far side for Gibson. Back out to Williams. At the free throw line for Gabriel. Now back out to the wing for Smith. He'll shoot for three. He hit a three. With Berger right out there on him. He's got 7. It's 54-46 Tigers. Sullivan. Right wing Finlinson. Finlinson puts it on the floor. Throws it up the sideline to Berger. Berger with a jab step and a drive. Underneath for Sullivan. Sullivan low block right. Fakes. Shoots. Missed it. Body contact. Play goes on. Again, they haven't called that much tonight or this afternoon, and they don't call it there. Smith the other way. Warsaw back defensively. Almost a minute gone, fourth quarter. Warsaw's lead is 8. Right side, Kane. Down to the baseline for Gabriel. Gabriel, one dribble, then lobs back out to Williams. King coming back to the scorer's table. Right side for Smith. Out to the top, Kane. Kane runs into Gould. Gould took a swipe at the dribble, couldn't get it. Kane, right side Smith, and he's out of bounds when he caught the ball. Mark Reinhart was right there looking at it too, and he didn't argue one bit. Bricker and Jaeger back into the game for Martin and Berger with 6:44 to go. So far this season, when the Tigers lead after three, they're 3-1. But this is going to be a hard-fought win. If Warsaw is going to get to the finish line, they're going to have to win this game. Carson Gould, right wing, backdoor cut. Sullivan makes a fake inside and scores. That's a perfect feed up the baseline. Sullivan backed up just enough to get it off the glass to make it 56-46 Tigers. Smith, right sideline, right in front of his coaching staff. Now they're swinging around to the far side to King. King against Sullivan. One hands it to the near side for Gibson. Now down on the sideline in front of the bench for Kane. Back around to the left for King. King backs down into Sullivan and couldn't get very far. Smith with a fake and a drive and a shot from the elbow. It's good. And a timeout called by Harrison. We'll take this one. 6:03 left to go in the game. Warsaw 56. Harrison 48, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Full court pressure coming now from Harrison. King guarding the inbound to Finlinson. Finlinson runs the inline and gets it into Gould, and Gould's immediately trapped. Throw up ahead to Sullivan. Now Bricker in transition underneath the Jaeger for an easy two. Not exactly the way the doctor drew it up, but perfectly done by the Tigers. Jaeger now in double figures for a third straight game with 11. Warsaw's lead is 10. Kane, right wing, to the corner. Williams makes a head fake. Now out to the top for Street Matter. Off a high screen, back to King, top of the circle against Gould. Right side to Smith. Smith back out top for Kane. Left side King. He shoots a high arching three. It's no good. Rebound, though, to Street Matter. Into the corner. Three by Smith. Is good. No, check that. Kane. Kane hits a three-pointer. And it's 58-51. Harrison within 7. 5:18 to go. Across the line slowly as Gould. Walks it through the center circle. Coming to the middle. Now comes the near side. Fakes the handoff. Throws it to Jaeger at the elbow. Jaeger in the left corner, Sullivan, then right back out to Gould. Carson being pressured by Street Matter. Now the count is on, and he'll be double-teamed at midcourt. Needs to get it out of there, and did. And a whistle and a timeout is taken. Tough break there for the Tigers. Gould got through the trap, got it down court. Could have been a dunk, and it's a full timeout for Warsaw. We'll take it. 4:55 left. Warsaw leads 58-51. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Let's reset things with 4:55 left. Warsaw 58, Harrison 51. Neither team's been called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. The possession error belongs to Warsaw if we need it. And it's Tiger Ball, again, in this little space between Hal Gunner and the guy doing the clock. Bricker, Martin, Finlinson, Gould, and Jaeger, the five starters out there for Matt Moore's team. And Bricker throws it in the backcourt to Gould. Gould walks it with the right hand through the center circle, walking toward the right. Now back to the middle. Now back to the right-hand dribble, then back to left. He ran into King. Down to the deep right corner, Jaeger. Jaeger, one dribble against Williams. Picks up his dribble, hands off to Gould. Gould on the right sideline. That's the opposite side as we look at it. Back out to Martin. Warsaw going to take their time. Martin got whacked. King pushed him on purpose. No whistle. Martin stumbles down the lane, drives in, a whistle, blocking foul called against the Raiders. I think the fans just wanted the officials to call something. Williams gets the foul. It's a blocking foul, and it's a shooting foul. Martin shoots two. Williams with his third. Warsaw has a 16-point halftime lead. It currently stands at 7. And Martin's free throw is around and out. Brant's missed two. He's 3 out of 5. Every point matters. Here as we head to the stretch drive. Martin shoots again. He got that one. 14 for Brant Martin. 4 out of 6 at the stripe. Jaeger is in. No, I'm sorry. Jaeger and Finlinson are out. Sullivan and Berger back in. 4:20 to go. Smith in the backcourt to King. He'll bring it up. For a guy his size, he is not afraid. Oh, they threw it out of bounds. King threw a cross-court pass to Reed Smith, and Smith had vacated the area and could not get back. And they come back with Newton and Gibson at 4:10. Kane comes out. Smith is out. That's a huge break for the Tigers. To complete the thought, for a guy the size of King, not only in his size but his girth, he doesn't mind handling the ball. He doesn't do a terrible job of it. It's not what you primarily want him to do. Martin, left side, Bricker, backdoor cut, Berger. He made a fake. He shoots, he scores. He let the defender fly by and then put it in. Berger's in double figures now with 10. That's his largest scoring game of the year. Newton, left wing, down to the corner, King. Makes a fake on Martin, drives up the baseline, ran out of space. Now up the wing, Street Matter. Street Matter drives into Carson Gould to the right elbow. Back to Gibson for three. That's off the mark. King the rebound, back up, no. King back up, good. Timeout, Harrison. This will be a full. That's all they have left. 3:33 left to go in the game. Warsaw, 61. Harrison, 53. Back in 30 on News Now, Warsaw. We're over here trying to figure out the timeouts. It's all good. 3:33 left to play in the game. Warsaw, 61. Harrison from West Lafayette, 53. Harrison down to one timeout left. Warsaw has two fulls. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw, and pressure is coming from the Raiders. So far, the pressure hasn't done a lot. Warsaw's handled it very nicely. And they'll get it into Sullivan out here in front of the Raider bench. And Sullivan's going to take off with it and get it into the front court. Drew, not known for his ball handling, has really improved in that area, and he's shown us that during the games. Harrison overplaying everything. Back doors are wide open. Sullivan, deep left corner. Guarded there by Williams. Pressured, picked up his dribble, needs help, and calls timeout. Timeout, Tigers. We're keeping an ear for this one. 3:08 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw, 61. Harrison, 53. Each team confirmed at the scores table. Each team has one timeout left, and each is a full. And again, fouls could become a big deal here. If Warsaw can score and go up 10, Harrison will have to foul, and they'll have to foul four times just to get Warsaw to the free throw line. And then, of course, remember that it is, under the new rules, two shots. There's no more one and one. They're trying to make it so there are less free throws. They want to make the games more about the skill of the action of the game than they do free throws. You have heard me talk enough about it to know that I'm not necessarily a big fan. However, Warsaw can be very aggressive on their defensive end because they have not been called for a foul yet in the fourth quarter, and they don't have anybody with more than two fouls. According to my stats, They only have committed five fouls the whole game. Carson Gould looking to get it in. Backdoor cut. Bricker makes a fake. Drives in. Flips it underhand. It scores. Again, the creativity of Luke Bricker. He's got 13. Warsaw leads by 10. Street Matter the other way. Down to the block. Couldn't shoot it. Out to Gibson. Gibson back to Street Matter against Finlinson. Now off the top. Here's Newton. Down to King outside the lane. Backs down in on Brant Martin. Leans in and missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And last touched by the Tigers. You may have just heard that. Matt Moore just tells Brant and Drew to switch. So Martin had been guarding King, and now Sullivan will. And on the inbound, they lob it out to Street Matter, left of the key beyond the arc. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball against the Tigers. Sullivan with the foul, his first. And again, By my numbers, that's only six fouls against Warsaw in the whole game. King to throw it in, baseline left, the court to our right. King drops the ball and then lobs it out top. Oh, Finlinson almost got to that. Williams down to the baseline, backing up Street Matter. He shoots a three, no good. Weak side rebound, Newton. Newton in the lane, Street Matter takes it up, puts it up, puts it in, and a foul. Oh, Street Matter scores. He's got five and a chance for a three-point play. Sullivan with another foul, his second. Tigers by eight with 2:29 left to go. Ferguson back in for Harrison. Gibson comes out. Smith is in. He'll come in for Street Matter, who's at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. David, one dribble, shoots it in the air and got it. Two out of three at the line for Street Matter, 6 points. 63-56, Warsaw by seven, 2:29 left. Gould runs the end line and gets it in the corner to Martin, up ahead to Bricker. Bricker three on two. Bricker in for the right, stops at the block, brings it back out. Now he picks up his dribble with nowhere to throw it to, and he got it to Finlinson out near the center circle. Finlinson, one-on-one against Newton. Picks up his dribble out to the center circle for Carson Gould, back to Finlinson. 2:10 left. Again, they only have one foul. Finlinson drives down the lane, lost the ball in the corner. Bricker with the head fake and a drive up the baseline. He's trapped. He lobs it out to Finlinson. In the corner, Martin. Martin a drive in the lane. Dumps it underneath. Shot by Sullivan, no good. Bricker tipped it, no good. Loose under the basket. Grabbed by Williams. Foul called on the Tigers. Boy, it sure looked like the Tiger shooter got hammered on the drive in, but they have not called that very often today. Bricker gets the foul, his first. Team's third. So Warsaw now with one foul to give. 1:51 left. The Tigers up 63-56. And Yeager's coming back into the game for Sullivan. This is a defensive move to try to get a rebound. And Warsaw now showing some backcourt pressure. Although Gould didn't really try that hard. Gibson gets it. Gets it ahead to Street Matter. Out top for Newton, left side for Gibson. Gibson against Gould to the top. Street Matter with a head fake, drives the elbow, down the side of the lane, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, Newton back up, and a foul called on the Tigers. Warsaw has not done a good job blocking out here down the stretch. Martin with his second foul. He becomes the fourth Tiger with two fouls. King to throw it in, baseline right, 1:36 left. In the corner, Street Matter. Out to Williams. Williams hands back to King. He'll drive to the elbow. Fake on Yeager. Couldn't shoot it. Street Matter for three. It's good. He's got nine. Timeout. Harrison. Their final timeout with 1:26 left. Warsaw 63. Harrison 59. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Again, let's set the seed for you. 1:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warsaw 63, Harrison 59. Warsaw has been called for four fouls this quarter. The Raiders only one. And now in this position, Harrison wouldn't necessarily have to foul. They can go for steals. Because the game's been kind of physical here in the last quarter, Warsaw's going to really have to handle the basketball here, get fouled, and make free throws. Gould can run the inline and does. Bounces up the sideline to Berger. Berger races up the sideline being chased by Newton. They're trying to foul him. They can't. Berger takes it in. It scores! Berger high off the glass over the top of Williams to score. 65-59, 1:13 left. King off a screen. Out on the right wing, picks up his dribble, slipped it inside, and then we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a held ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw with 1:07 to go. What a play by Berger. He reached in there and tied up Ferguson. 1:07 to go, Tigers by 8. Again, Gould to throw it in. And on the inbounds, Finlinson up the sideline for Bricker, down court to Martin. He'll drive in, fake, and he's fouled. I don't know how much you just heard, but kind of a terse exchange there between Mark Reinhart down at the Warsaw bench, which, based on what Reinhart just said, it makes a conversation from earlier make a lot more sense. Reinhart, remember, got a bench warning as Martin goes to the line to shoot two, and the first one is good. And Reinhart yelled down to Matt Moore and said, you make sure you stay in your bench or in your coach's box. So it's a seven-point game. Oh, Martin missed the second. He got his own rebound. Warsaw didn't populate the lane, and nobody from Harrison blocked out. And Bricker is fouled by Newton. The previous foul was on Williams. That's his fourth. Newton gets his second. And it's out of bounds. The Raiders now with three team fouls here in the fourth quarter. Jaeger comes out. 53.7 left. Warsaw leads by 7. Gould to throw it in. Far sidelines. Looking at a whistle and a foul. I believe it's going to be a holding foul called against Newton. Yes, Newton with his third. Shoving on the inbounds. Now the next one sends Warsaw the line 4-2. Gould to throw it in. Looking. Still looking and finds Finlinson in the deep right corner. Spins on Williams. All the way to the near side. Bricker, then all the way to the top for a Berger. Berger to the baseline. He got shoved hard from behind. And then three Raiders reach down and help Biden up. Gibson with his first foul. And that's five team fouls now on the Raiders. Berger up there with two free throws. That would put the Tigers up by 3 full possessions. Biden at the free throw line today has tried one for the season, 2 out of 2. First one's up. First one rolling, no good. Warsaw has missed some free throws here down the stretch that would put this game pretty much out of reach at this point. Still in great shape, up 7. Berger shoots again. Short again. Berger missed them both. Rebound to the Raiders. Quickly up ahead, Street Matter. Angles to the top, hands off to Gibson. Right side, King for 3. That's way short. Rebound tipped by Berger. Loose and grabbed by King. He'll take it in and dunk it. King with 21. And the ball was knocked out of bounds to a place where Warsaw, on the back of the basket, you know, we said that the basket sits on the floor like you would see at an NBA game or a major college game. And it bounced back there on the backboard support. They get it in on the sideline to Martin. He jumps it past the middle to Bricker. 27 seconds left. Warsaw by 5. Foul called. Smith with his second. Bricker at the free throw line shooting 2. 25.2 left. 66-61 Warsaw. It's been a crazy game. Warsaw jumped out to a big lead. And they are hanging on currently. Bricker shoots. And he missed. Oh, my goodness. Warsaw struggling at the free throw line today. The Raiders still have a chance. Even if Bricker makes this one, it's only a 6-point game. The bad news for Harrison is they are out of timeouts. Bricker spins it, shoots it, got it. 14 for Luke. 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. In transition, Gibson hands back to Street Matter, 20 seconds. drives to the free throw line, almost fell down, hands back to Newton. He'll drive in and bank it off the glass. No good. Tip no good. Foul called. And a foul called against the Tigers. It's on Berger. That's his first. Oh, they're calling that a shooting foul? Oh, I don't think so. Tough one for the Tigers. Berger with his first foul. Newton shoots two, looking for his third and fourth points of the game. His team's down by six with 13 seconds left. Free throw up and in. He averages 6 points a game. He had eight against Tri-West in their last outing. Sullivan is out. Finlinson back in. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior, Kaysen Newton. Oh, and he threw it off the backboard and it didn't hit anything. He was trying to bounce it off the backboard and the rim so that they could go get the rebound, but it's got to hit the rim, and it did not. So that'll give the ball back to the Tigers, up by five, 13 seconds left. Gould bounces it in for Bricker. Bricker trapped on the sidelines, and he's in trouble, and a timeout is called by Warsaw. Timeout, Tigers, 8 seconds left. Warsaw 67, Harrison 62. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time in the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
You see a foggy window. We see condensation between the panes plus higher energy bills. For a brighter day, a more comfortable home, and lower utility bills, have a Glass Doctor Specialist install new extended life high-quality insulated panes. All for less than you might think. To see how quick and easy it is for us to replace insulated glass windows, visit glassdoctor.com today.
You've been listening to Warsaw Tiger Basketball on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Basketball is brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, Splendor Boats, Glass Doctor, Rab Water, Crossroads Bank, RV Car Company, Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, Rock Hill Penley, Weichert & Neff, Arby's on North Detroit Street, Oak and Alley on East Center Street, and Stonehenge Golf Club.
And now for post-game coverage, once again, here's Roger.
Roger Grossman back courtside with Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Nothing worth having's ever easy, man. That was quite a fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, I thought our first half did a tremendous job to set us up. We knew they were going to have a run, but yeah, I heard somebody say long ago, you can't win a game in the first half, but you can lose one, right? And we did enough good things that it put us in a position where we weren't going to lose that game. We didn't hit free throws. The thing I thought was critical for us is anytime that they extended after a timeout in pressure, we scored, right? Like, that's just the maturity, I think, of a team that understands and is learning how to continue to push their ceiling. But I think we got, a dozen points in transition just from their pressure, and I think that's good offense for us, and we need to continue to be aggressive that way.
Even in the second half when free throws were missed, your guys were still good at moving the basketball.
Yeah.
And that was impressive to me because they were coming at you with guys bigger than your guys, and you guys were still able to beat their press.
Yeah, I mean, it's a skill that it seems easy, and when you see it, you really fall in love with ball movement. But it's so hard to get young people to understand that the dribbling can sometimes just be a curse. And this is a group that I think just understands that passing and sharing equals success for everybody. And when we get in those moments with the lead and the ball's popping, it's pretty hard to guard us. And that's a fun thing to see.
That first half offense, that was spectacular.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're taking big advantage shots and we're hitting them, and I think guys are giving up good for great. Luke Yeager again early gets started, gets some interior shots. I thought Maiden's play off the bench was solid.
Oh, yeah.
He picked his spots well. Brant was hitting, and it's a good group, and I think we've leveled up. I think, the Wawasee game for us, showed us what we're capable of if we lock in. We didn't lock in, you know, the way we needed to in that game to meet their focus. And so since then, I think this team has taken their practice, preparation, and then even in the three games we've played against three quality opponents, like, you can see it. Like, we've leveled up offensively and defensively, and I think that's just a testament to their toughness and character.
We talk all the time about basketball and life lessons and learning from your mistakes and taking those and making them strengths. Your guys certainly have done that here this last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you know what? The scary thing is, like, I think we still have a lot of room to improve on the things that we're not, you know, excellent at all the time. You know, playing a seven-man rotation right now has been good. I think that we definitely get something off of our bench now with Drew and Maiden and what they've been able to provide. Robbie's done a really nice job of picking his spots. He and Luke play off each other really well. And again, I don't think Carson gets enough credit for all that he does. I know that he's not going to get credit all the time because he doesn't put up points, but it's a hard job to run a team the way that he has to and then be our best defender on the ball, guarding the other team's best player in many cases. And so, it's just a lot of fun right now because we're having success and we're growing while we're going through it. But the finish line for us, you know, our conference championship is Friday night. And for the next six Fridays or five Fridays, we're going to be in a conference championship game. And what more can you ask for, right? Like, your back's kind of against the wall with how the first game went. You control your destiny in some cases. And so we're going to have another week of preparation and focus to go to a really good Northridge team and stay in the NLC hunt.
Okay, enjoy the ride home, Pat.
Thank you.
Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, winners by a score of 67-65 here at Harrison. Time for the final stats. Those are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw, 26 of 48 from the field. That's 54%. They were 7 of 14 for three-point line and just 8 of 16 at the free throw line for the game. While Harrison was 27 of 54 from the field, that's 50%. They were 16 of 27 from the field in the second half. They finished 7 of 20 from the arc and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Harrison, 28 to 21. Turnovers, Warsaw with 9, Harrison with 13. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 14, Harrison 12. Second chance points, Harrison 12, Warsaw 2. The Raiders had 11 offensive rebounds. And points off the bench, Warsaw 16, Harrison 15. The points per possession, Warsaw very good, 1.24. Harrison equally good, 1.16, but not good enough to beat the Tigers here on their home court tonight. Those are the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Play of the game's coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the play of the game after a Warsaw victory, 67-65 over Harrison. And the play of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room for a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now at Stonehenge. There, again, when you have this game play out the way it did, you can have a lot of heroes. I think that the play of the game belongs to Maiden Berger. At one point, with Warsaw up by 6, Maiden Berger got the ball at midcourt, dribbled the left side, saw an angle, probably went against conventional wisdom, and drove the ball down to the block to shoot it. There was a defender waiting for him there, probably hoping he would run into him and take a charge. He did not. He pulled up. He shot it from just outside the block and banked in that little six-footer. That put Warsaw up by 8, and that gave Warsaw the 2 points they needed to finish off the victory here at Harrison. Again, that's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Fun game today. Told you it was going to be a good one, and it was, right down to the final couple of seconds. Warsaw wins 67-65. They take two out of three here against Harrison today. The freshman team lost to Harrison 40-28. The JV team won 50-37. Tristan Wilson with 24, Kellen Bailey with 12. And the varsity had four in double figures, headlined by Brant Martins, 15, Luke Brickers, 14, Maiden Berger with 12, Luke Yeager with 11. Tigers win 67-65. This is our first time coming to Harrison. We loved it. The people here took great care of us, and hopefully this becomes a thing, and we can come back here again because I enjoyed myself. We have a perfect place to broadcast from. It was a lot of fun, and we thank the people at Harrison for their hospitality. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station. Happy New Year to you, sir. Happy New Year to all of our listeners and fans of Tiger basketball. We will see you on the other side of the New Year ball dropping. Warsaw on Friday at Northridge, JV at 6:15. The girls then on Saturday at 6:15 at home against Northridge. And remember, the 2003-2004 team will be there, and we will celebrate them at the end of the JV game. Grossman family, I'm coming home. It's been a long 36 hours away from you, but I'm on my way, and we'll see you then. For Steve back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcomes. Warsaw won the JV game 50-37, and they beat Harrison in the varsity too, 67-65. Stay tuned. We have Dave Ramsey coming up next.